Hey guys, welcome to Welcome to Submarine and the Roach, a podcast where we discuss
presence of fathers in the black community. Happy Father's Day, guys.
I'm dead.
Oh, I like that a little bit. I was going to say hell again. Welcome to Summer Road.
The only married man in the heart that's going to remember that his father. This guy's excited.
Yo, I told my dad Happy Father's Day, and he just replied, "Ah, man, I can't wait till you're celebrating it in a few years or so." And I'm just like, bro, I'm coming in with these good vibes, and you're hitting me back with these bad vibes, and I don't understand the energy right now.
Not even celebrating it. Like, it's not like he's celebrating. I'm sure he wasn't doing anything special.
Bro, he was in a meeting. On a Sunday afternoon.
But that's a reflection on you, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that means you should have taken your puffs out. I'd be damn crazy.
I had a friend who canceled on me today because they were like, oh, his father's there, and I had to take my dad to lunch.
No, he's doing better.
Still a reflection on you.
I should go to Ibadan and take him out.
Maybe. Yes. Did you send him anything? Did you send him, like...
You sent him Amala Sky.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. But also, I've never gotten anything for Children's Day in my life. So yeah. I mean, I put it to
nigga,
you.
Nigga, you've been getting you've been
I put it to you that
not this nigga using Children's Day to try and get out of this. Bro, your father sent to put you through school.
So did I want to go to school? Did I tell you I wanted to go to school?
Who sent a message? I'm dying.
And you still live in his house.
Why do you keep saying that on the podcast?
Like, you definitely owe him more than he owes you, nigga.
That's not fair, man, because I didn't ask to be born.
It's owing school fees, owing rent, owing medical bills. Like, bruh. I pay the fuck off, man. Take that amount to Amala Sky.
Ordinary Amala Sky. He's not even asking for a lot.
This is annoying because, like, Amala Sky, why are they in this? There are other Amala joints in the bottom.
They're just famous, man.
There's the other one. That
Papa Amala Sky.
There's one I went to. It might be Yaokwe. I don't remember now, man.
It might be Yaokwe. There's Have a Nice Day.
I'm dead.
Yaokwe.
Because she was the one who took us there.
Coach, welcome back, man. How have you been?
What up, baby? Yo, damn. Let's just ask me how I am now. I think that's the best type question.
How are you now?
I'm good.
How you living?
I'm living, man. I'm happy, man. I'm chilling. The sun is bright. It's Sunday. You know what I'm saying? My brother land. Like 2 hours, I'm picking up from the airport.
I like where your brother is around. Like, it's always a very, yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but like, it's just radiates.
There's the best way to describe it. It's fucking rare.
Yeah. But it's happened twice this year. That's dope, right?
No, it happened last year.
Oh, it was last year. Wow. Time is wild.
I know.
Because when you mentioned it, I was just like, well, your brother was around like, year, no? Yeah, I was like, your brother was around like 2-3 months ago.
But time is wild because you know what? It's funny. Coach, I was listening to that episode that we're talking about earlier today, the All the Ships one. Mm-hmm. And there were like Will Smith jokes in it. And I was like, huh? Like,
I'm dead. Like, this is dated as fuck.
No, I mean, yeah, it was dated. But then the thing is, because I was like, wait, Will Smith happened in like February or March.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that feels like last year. Like, it's so far back. Like, realizing that Will Smith happened earlier this year was kind of just like a little bit of like a wild moment.
Speaking of time being wild, I was turning 30 in like 2 days, man.
I'm dead.
Yeah, I won't name the person.
That, you know, wore the t-shirt.
I've been catching up on the podcast, and I think the last one, or maybe one of them, you talked about being scared of being 30. The other one, you were being braggadocious. So today, I don't know what direction you're going to go. The last one, like,
he's probably, because it's staring him in the face now. He's probably probably soft.
It's a combination of both. Like, it's really like, I feel like with 30 as opposed to 2. Whatever figure, comes like life is heavier, right? It comes with a bunch of more. Oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. But also, when I look back at like everything I've done in the last decade,
can I ask you a real question?
Yeah,
you weren't turn 30. Are you still going to refer to your father as daddy? Like, do you call him daddy?
I don't call him daddy.
Okay, good.
I call him, like, since I was a kid, I call him by his nickname that all his friends call him by.
cool, fair enough. I hear that.
Yeah.
Cause like today,
yeah,
not today, during the week, like somebody was essentially trying to call me like a man, like I should man up and whatever. And I was like, yeah, I just got off the phone with my pops. Yeah, you heard me calling him daddy. There's no manning up here, man. Bro, I'm a child, man. Please.
God. I mean, people call the pastor daddy, and they don't even, that nigga ain't even, you know.
They call their sexual partners daddy.
Not that kind of daddy.
What you might want to say to, like,
with his bedroom voice.
Oh, nah, daddy. Oh, nah, fucking daddy.
I'm taking off my headphones like Marino right now.
No, my wife trying to get called daddy on Father's Day. I'm dying.
I can't wait to get this guy on the podcast. You know, Opeyemi Fatu King?
Farmer King.
Yeah, Farmer King. Do you watch his content?
Now and then.
What did you say?
I said I recognize that name. I think he's like a top. Does he listen to his podcast?
Yeah, he does. He's a heavy listener, but he's like, he's got a very big food following.
Yeah, he's like he's got over 100K followers, and he's a food critic, so he just goes to restaurants around the country.
I only know him because I be seeing him in the SoundCloud listings. Like, I didn't know the famous dude. Yes, I need his clout. Come on, man.
Yeah. And I mentioned, I was like, dude, you should, I was like, you want to come on? I was like, time and date. He has this really deep voice, like, time and date. He messaged me, but I heard it in his voice. I was like, time and date. Say less. I'll be there. And then it just never, I think something happened. Something weird in Nige happened, and we just didn't get to it. But maybe soon, Sha. I really like him to come on the podcast.
Speaking of people you've had on the podcast, fucking enjoyed that episode with the guy who steals lighters. Fuck, what's his name?
Nike.
I said Nike. Nike's gallery. I mean, all arts, man.
Yeah.
I fucking enjoyed that episode. I was literally driving and I pulled out my notes app. And every movie you guys have mentioned, I'll write them down.
Wait, you know what's crazy is that, like, someone messaged me. A babe hung out with him and a few people last night. And she messaged me that he stole her lighter.
Screaming. It was like 2 weeks ago. I saw Yinka Bernie tweets, "Yo, Nii just stole my lighter." I'm screaming. That's crazy.
I love a man of his word. You know, my favorite thing about that is that, like, he did the album art, the podcast art for that episode. He designed it. Yes. And there's a lighter on it.
Oh, God. I was sparking all sorts of joy. Like, it was so many symbols in there, right? If I remember correctly.
I just imagine me walking through a room, picking up a lighter, and then looking into the camera, like, Padimi Hosulu.
Guy, please.
Oh, God. How do you feel about that song?
I love that song, but I'll tell you a fucking funny story. So basically, on some strange nights in Canada, you're not allowed in the club with your lighter. I guess so you don't smoke in the club or whatever. So this one particular night, I'm hanging out with my guys. We're entering the club, and then one of my guys is a smoker. And so they take his lighter at the door. Shasha, we have a blast. We come out. On our way out, the guy goes to the bouncer to ask for his lighter. And the bouncer gives him the basket of lighters, and it's empty. He's like, your lighter is not here. And he's vexing because he's like, yo, when I was entering, you said I'd be able to get my lighter during the night. I need my lighter. And then the bouncer's now like, guy, they've taken your lighter. The bouncer now says, in fact, why do you need your lighter? You're wearing Hermes belt. That means your Hermes belt is fake if you need this lighter so bad. And we're just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Was the lighter Nigerian?
What? Yeah, I was about to ask.
The bouncer was in Nigeria.
No, it was Nigerian. It was a white guy.
That's fucking funny if he said that.
That's actually funny.
Because like that means he knows Nigerians and he knew which button to push.
But the thing that the button wasn't pushed because we're just like, guy, give us the fucking lighter. The reason we can buy him is because we don't waste our money on lighter.
Did you get the lighter back? Of course you didn't.
Yeah, we got the lighter back.
How?
Guy produced another lighter now.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, you got hustle for your lighter, man.
But I need me hustle, though.
Imagine me and Nii in a room together, man. Like, just whole night, we're just swapping lighters. We don't realize.
Jesus.
Because I was stealing his lighter. He's stealing my lighter back, man.
Wait, so I need to know, like, how did you get the lighter back?
Oh, like they were right. It's a guy. It's the entrance of a club, man. The lighter lying around, man. It wasn't the exact lighter. He just produced a lighter.
Oh, right. I was wondering because the basket was empty, so I was thinking maybe another bouncer took it, put it in someone's pocket. They're doing like, now you see me, now you don't. Just tossing the lighter around in midair. Magic. Oh man, welcome to the. But my, how's your week been?
It's been okay. I go to hang out with, not hang out, but like.
Chop it up.
Yeah. Oh, I got a cute little Instagram moment with.
Your arch enemy.
Yeah, somewhere.
You guys probably know this, but Maiwa's IG is God Ogun Punish Sonwo.
Not even you can ask my question.
Yeah, of course.
Outside of Sonwo, have you ever had another arch enemy?
Definitely had, but I'm not gonna. I mean, let me think.
You know what it is? Like, the person is not a public speaker, so you can't really say their name.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dino ever? I don't think
Dino was an arch enemy.
Yeah, he never really.
I found Dino amusing.
Yeah.
Even though I still find him amusing.
Yeah,
like, Dino is so fucking funny.
He's also like a very good orator.
Yeah.
I think it's because. What are you saying?
Sorry, you go for it. Go for it, and I'll say it.
I think it's just because he has a very foundational, solid understanding of certain concepts, and then the larger points, he doesn't really care about
The thing is, I'm reading it. Coach, go, actually.
I was going to say, I swear Dino was like a student union, like...
That was what I was about to say, but like...
You can't be a student union guy and not be able to chat your shit.
yeah, but to be honest, kind of like what I wanted to even say, so like, I'm reading this book about Boris and all those guys who went to like Oxford and Eton in the 80s, and how basically all of them like basically inspired Brexit. And one of the things I'm learning or that I've read and that it kind of makes sense. So you think of someone like Dino. So yeah, Dino is a student, like it was a student union like leader. But then like with Boris, like I think these guys understand that people aren't going to listen to you if you're just giving them yarns.
Mm.
So there's like a bumbling clown act that kind of feeds into it. So like one of the points I was made about Boris was that what Boris learned through like Oxford and like Eton wasn't that Boris studied classics or whatever the fuck he did. Obviously, he's a good orator, but he understands that, or he knows that that's not what people are looking for. People are looking for entertainment, which is why when you see like all those like prime minister's questions or all those things, he's arguing for like to win
a moment.
Exactly. Like he's arguing to create a moment, not necessarily to win the argument, but it's just to like, he's going to diminish your argument by clowning. And it's kind of the same thing with Dino. Because like, I don't know if you guys saw that clip I put up on Instagram where Dino was on channels and he was talking to Shehun.
Yeah.
And he said to Shehun,
he said like, his full name.
Yeah. He said, can you put your hand on your Bible and say all the things I said about my candidate article? Can you say it about Bola Ahmed? That's fucking funny.
It was so funny.
Because it's like he's calling Atiku like vigorous, strong. And I mean, Atiku is none of those things, but like the point he was obviously trying to make was just to diminish Tinubu.
Yeah.
And so it's the same nonsense that Dino does, like even when he's like in the Senate and he's debating. It's just part of like this clown act where you're not necessarily engaging with the arguments that whoever it is making. You're just trying to make yourself like you're trying to win by not even by just making yourself people laugh.
Yeah,
like,
sensationalism.
Exactly. So it's like everything Dino does is kind of driven from mindset.
Do you think that clown act, that entertainment value, do you think it makes people more interested in politics, or do you think it makes the wrong people more interested in politics?
The thing is, I mean, because it's funny I don't know if it makes people more interested in politics. I think sometimes maybe it makes them more curious. Because I know with Dino, like, it's like I've had arguments with people where people are like, Dino is a clown. And I'm like, well, he's actually a good senator. And they're like, how? And I'm like, I mean, just look at like his record. He's not a
district and everything.
I mean, I'm not going to speak about what the people in Kogi.
Yes, I know his campaign manager.
He's very active in that. You can see how many bills he sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
You see him that he's active in like the arguments or like the debates on like the floor of the Senate. So is that better than like an Elisha Abbo who is going to go and like brush niggas in sex toy shops.
That's fair.
Like,
that's kind of the bar. Don't brush anybody in sex toy shops.
I mean, like, god damn.
That's where, that's kind of where I draw the line. Don't brush women in sex toy shops.
But yeah, so to my
and gets caught on camera.
5 minutes with some Wolu. So basically, we were at this. We were at a wedding. It was an introduction. It wasn't actually a wedding, but it was very slightly different. Yeah, it was very extravagant. So we were inside the house, and at a point, someone came in and was like, "They're gonna need us to move because we're like in the living room." So they were basically implying we needed to move to the dining room area because Dakbo and some Wolu needed to come and eat.
Okay.
Who's
Dakbo? Ile. Ile.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm dead. Do not kill me, dog. I'm dead.
So Dakbo came in initially and he was like, I mean, he didn't really engage. He was just asking the guys that was like that. It feels like we're bouncing these kids like that. Maybe we should go somewhere. Yeah, maybe we should go somewhere else. And the person was like, nah, chill here. So some Wolu now came. So I think he sat down initially, was like just, you know, catching cruise with like his governor and rich man friends. And then I think the, like, you know how everyone has like the, oh, maybe this can be like a cute Instagram moment, or like I have like
the kids love me.
Yeah, like just that, like I think that light flipped in his head. So it's type of thing where he came to all of us and was like introducing himself. He's like, hi, I'm Jide Sanwo-Olu. Like, what's your name? That type of thing. So
who are you with? Just wait. I'm just trying to paint a picture. Who are you with? Who are the young people with you?
So when he came to us, I was with Fuad. You know Fuad?
Yeah, I know Fuad. Tall Fuad.
Yeah, so I was with Fuad. I was with Kemi.
Yeah.
And I was with Dara.
Yeah.
And for context, one of them is related to some Wolu. I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
So as he was obviously asking us, you know, what
first, let me just say something. There are only four people in this equation. One of them is Maiwa. The other person is his wife. There's only two people left. Maiwa, I say, I'm not going to say who.
No, I mean, you guys. The thing is, you can still. You don't know that Kemi is not related to someone with Ludo.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's not.
But yeah. One of them is related to someone with Ludo.
Wait, and this, all four of them, for everyone in this room, follows you on Instagram, so they
all know.
Yeah, they all know. Okay.
So we're like, obviously he's coming, he's talking to us. So the person who is his nephew ish is like, ah, he's a very big fan of you.
I'm like, who's that idiot of chaos? That nigga just like
me. And he was like, Sonoli was not like, obviously, like, I mean, I think he was enjoying it, so he was blushing, and then we shook hands. And then it's funny because when this happened, like, Kemi turned her back because Kim was just like, I'm not engaging with this guy.
Yes.
She turned her back and then he noticed. So it was like, madam, that why do you turn your back on me?
Why do they do that? Have you noticed their generation? They do that all the time. When someone doesn't like them and doesn't want to engage, it's a booster.
So he was like, that madam, like, Aspa, why do you? And she was like,
sorry, what were you saying, coach?
I said, not even a booster. It's literally just like a power play, man. It's just like trying to take charge of the situation. Essentially,
fair, just let it be awkward, but
So she turned her back to like talk to other people. So it was like, madam, why do you turn your back on me now? Then obviously, she was like, oh, sorry, I was talking to someone, but yeah. And then he again asked her the same question. So he clocked that we were married. So, like, when he had finished going around with everyone, he now came back to her and said, Mrs. Idowu, it's like, I told you, I'll remember.
Oh no.
So, like, and the thing is, because obviously, later, and I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, you know what? My guy was feeling like, obviously, his constituents were there, and he wanted to feel friendly.
He wanted to feel,
cool with the young people. Because there was something else he said to someone, where he told one of the babes, he was like,
I was like, that's so lit.
No, he told her, her eyes look audacious. I was like, yo, guy, what bars are these, man?
What the fuck?
What's so funny? Because when you said, Mrs. Odu, either way, I told you, I remember, I was like, no playboy somewhere in this small room right now. And then you tell me this nigga is telling women their eyes are audacious.
Like, guy, like, so he...
I don't understand. What kind of this?
Well, I asked him, I said, you going to vote for him? You should have seen the evils she gave me. It's like, I'm, fuck out of here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, when he's making the rounds, like, is there like somebody in close proximity or
he's nah,
like,
he's fully on his jays. He's not, there's no like bouncer.
He literally lets his guard down.
And that's what I'm saying, because he didn't realize there were ops in the room, but there were ops in the room. And I love that Kemi made him realize there were ops in the room.
she ain't sweet over here, Jide.
Don't miss his Idoumi. You don't know me like that, nigga.
But it's actually, you guys did well, because I think it's a very strange place to be in, especially because 20th of October 2020 feels like, doesn't feel that long ago.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah, it's very fresh in our memory. And when you see someone so closely associated with the cover-up and everything, and that was guys feeling like fighting for their like freedom and feeling like they were doing like something. Bro, it felt like we were doing something. So when you're in the same room as someone that is so closely in proximity with the cover-up and the violence and everything, it must be such a wild, disorienting feeling or whatever.
The thing, I mean, to be honest, the way me I just thought about it was like, because, I mean, you could have got a viral moment if you were that type, mm-hmm. if you cared. Yeah. But, like, I didn't think, I mean, I didn't think it was in good taste to, like, try and use like my friend's wedding
environment,
to try and be like, 100%. Yeah, why are you greeting us? Like,
100%.
We don't fuck with you, that type of thing. And to be honest, in fairness to him, like, I mean, it's bare minimum shit. But I actually like the fact that he did that, because it's like the other guys that didn't do that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No. And obviously, I mean, there's elections coming, so like everything, you must think about it in like the most cynical mm-hmm. view. And the thing is, I mean, I know people who know him who are always like, he's not like, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
That like, because niggas, like, I've had that conversation 20 million times where people are like, why is your name Ogunponi Sonwulu? That's like, Sonwulu is not a bad guy, that he's just bigger, saying bigger, this. Bigger, and bigger, I'm just like, well, whatever, man. He got to take,
no,
he has to take that L.
Every critique of Jaden, they don't think he's not a nice guy, they just think he's a weak man.
That's it.
Could you say a bitch?
No, but honestly though, literally when my wife was telling that story, I'm like, this is the first form of protest was literally your guy saying he's a huge fan of you. You're right, like, you don't have like, you guys literally had an inside joke on him and he was enough protest for me. Like, I don't need you to like pour red on his like white agbada and like, you know, chant things.
Yeah.
Like, but that's enough, man. I don't lie, man.
If there was a space to pour red on his white agbada, what would it be? Like Hans and René or some shit, right? Like just buying ice cream where you're like a pound.
It would have been the tollgate if he showed face. He did. And they played Femme for him. Again, just subtle ways of like,
yeah. Bro, they almost stoned him with water now. Don't you remember like there was someone threw a bottle of water that just missed him?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I like this. There's like, you know, I don't, I still think the protests and the rebellions and all of that shit, the resistance, I think it's still there. I think it's still smoldering. Like, they think we're done.
It's funny because I see parallels with like the Peter Obi campaign and that, like, it feels like, with the way, like, how organic it has been. What do you say?
I said, it feels like guys are rallying around their future again.
Yeah, like it feels like, obviously, because the thing, like, you look at, like, the election cycle, you look at the two main candidates, and the two main candidates are basically people who have been pursuing office since 1993.
Yeah.
They've been pursuing office since 1993. You and I were born in 1992. Like, so they have been basically pursuing office our entire lives. And it's like, the thing is, because it's not even, so we've seen them in office. Like, we've seen what Atiku was like in Obasanjo administration.
Yeah.
We've seen what Tinubu, like, the last 20 years of Lagos is like, is basically Tinubu. It's basically Tinubu, like, running the ship. And niggas are like, yo, we've wasted 8 years with, like, Bubu the clown. Like, we need to not make the same mistake. So Peter Obi obviously looks like the best candidate, like the person who has, like, you know, the best idea of what this country needs, where it needs to, like, what this country needs to get to where we want it to get, and then also, like, not being tainted with the baggage that those guys have.
So, like, obviously, naturally, he's a very good rallying point. But yeah, you're seeing all that energy because it's like it's the same energy with like NSAS where niggas are like building online armies. And I mean, we see every day people complain about, oh, Peter Obi needs to call his fans to order because like they're very cantankerous or whatever.
They're just being rattled. Do you ever worry about the vote being split? And helping BAT win, because that I think that worries me a little bit. It kind of parallels Trump, Hillary, and Bernie in that sense.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. I mean, I think you'll come down to,
yeah,
is more who Tinubu picks as his running mate, because I think basically you can kind of already see how.
Hasn't he picked Kwashoko or whatever that guy's
name?
No,
he hasn't.
He's playing with me right now. So,
what's that nigga's name?
Yeah, so like I think it'll fall down who Tinubu picks as his running mate, because if you look like regionally, you can already kind of see where each zone is leaning. So I think the Southwest will be split, but mm-hmm. Tinubu might probably win. But it won't be like he won't run crazy numbers.
Yeah, it won't be like,
it could be like maybe 55-45.
Interesting.
Or 52-48, something like that. Yeah. Atiku will win the Southeast and the South-South well, I think. But then the problem is the South is kind of, I think the Southeast is a zone which has the least number of votes. I can be fact-checked on this, so I'm not saying it definitively.
Yeah.
But then you also have like with all this IPOP stuff where people are not being allowed to go out and vote or to register. Because if you looked at like there was some data that came out where you looked at like all the people, like the zones and how people were signing up for PVCs. And the Southeast was like disparately lower than the other like regions.
Do you have any theories on IPOP?
No, I don't, because I'm not like, yeah. It's one of those things where I haven't done the education, so I can't come and
spouting. Sorry, my wife are resident politics experts, man. I'm sorry. People listen to the pod and they're like, yeah, my wife putting me on game and shit. I know people are just listening to things my wife is saying and word for word going to their private life conversations are using it.
I'm very happy for them to do that, because me too, it's the same way. It's based off conversations I've had with people where like it's just been tested. But so the point I was trying to make is like, so the Northwest, Northeast, if APC obviously puts out like a Muslim candidate, if they put out a Muslim ticket, so if Tinubu has a Muslim running mate, I can see that might obviously gin up like some votes in the North. But it will definitely affect them in like North Central, which is very mixed, which is where I think the election will be won.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like a case of like, okay, how, and I mean, I don't think guys in North Central are like fighting for Peter Obi. Like, no offense. I think Peter Obi obviously will get like a good number of votes across the country. Yeah. Like he'll get good number of votes in the Southeast. But the point I'm trying to make is like in the Southeast, then again, like I don't expect the margin to be wide. I think Atiku will still win, because I think when it comes down to it, the way Nigerians vote is always like the less of the two evils. So while they might like obviously someone like Peter Obi, they might be like, yo, I don't want Tinubu to win, so I'm gonna vote for Atiku.
And we do have,
Tinubu doesn't win though.
What do you say?
I said, do you think there's a world where Tinubu doesn't win?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a world where Tinubu doesn't win.
Same. Also, Kwashoko is like, he's been talking about teaming up with Peter Obi. So
Kwankoso. But the thing is, I don't know if, like, because I haven't read, but I know he announced a running mate. So it's like, is that person a placeholder or is that like an actual thing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just cynical as fuck, because like me, I just feel like, I mean, it was clear as day that like the last elections were fucking highly rigged. I mean, maybe not clear as day, but it's rumored as fuck. And I can't imagine like an APC government that has the ability to like have rigged the last elections, not just like rigging this one as well.
Is it the thing is,
I mean there's rigging and there's vote buying. Yeah. Like, so they're two different things.
They don't outright rig, they do a lot
of vote buying.
Yeah. And then they obviously like they'll prevent people from going out to vote, people from registering. So there's lots of voter suppression and all of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So like interesting, but there's also things like registering kids in like certain places and stuff like that. No,
Pardon? Yeah, well.
Well, guys, yeah, it's a thing people say they do in the north.
Yeah, but we don't know because no one goes to the fucking north because everyone is scared. Oh, man.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So I mean, we can have like a relatively free and fair election, you're saying. I honestly, I didn't have hope of that, but I mean,
I think we can, but then, like, again, it's more about. I think another factor that you have to kind of think about is that Buhari is not involved, and I don't expect, like, the way Buhari, like, Buhari always had, like, a core base. These guys don't really have core bases. And so I don't see a situation where Buhari is going to come out, like, to come and G supporters, like, to vote for Tinubu.
Yeah.
Like, as far as Buhari don't care. So, I think, like, obviously, that will, it's not guaranteed that because Buhari comes and raises his hand or gives him the flag at the APC ticket that Tinubu's fans will vote for him. Buhari's fans will vote for Tinubu. So, like, I definitely think it'll be close. I don't think it's going to be like a... I don't think it's going to be like what we had in 2019 where it was obvious. Like,
anyway,
I
Peter Obi is just... He's just 60, so... If there's still a if there's still a country left to govern in the next 4 years, I'm sure he'll be the guy for it.
What about like these other guys that chased for 20
years? I am genuinely terrified of another 4 years of
a zombie president.
Bro, I just the idea of it is genuinely sickening.
I mean, I've cracked all the jokes about, like, if Tinubu wins, like, bro, Shay Tinubu gonna be so up. Like, as per, we know all the, like, various, like, the various, like, lines of the ecosystem that are going to eat good.
Bro, and it's weird because, like, I've seen Shay Ibu. Can we just call Shay Tinubu Shay Ibu from now on?
Don't kill me.
I've seen Shay Ibu take L's and stuff like that every now and then. So I'm just wondering what kind of vengeful spirit he has if he just comes back with that infinity stone in his hand.
That vice presidency.
Bro. Eh? No, God forbid.
Because, I mean, that's the like, yeah. The thing is that, you know, it's funny because I think of, like, with House of Cards. Like, so when basically Remy Tinubu is not running for her term in the Senate because obviously the impression she's under is that she's going to be, like, first lady. And I mean, I was, you know, when Tinubu was going to, like, when he won the primaries and he was going to give the speech and, like, you know, she was holding him. And I was just like, so wait, so the cabal is, like, essentially going to be, like, Shay Tinubu, Remy Tinubu, like, Wale Tinubu. Like, these are all, like, your, basically, like, your pseudo presidents. Because I don't think Tinubu, like, will, I mean, combination of, like, old age, ill health. Like, more often than not, the reason why you have cabals is because the person that's there is usually not in peak condition. So the cabal is there to protect.
I haven't crossed the finish line. Yo, if I chase something for 20 years, and imagine me chasing the presidency for 20 years and I'll become president. You now expect me to be a real president. Nice. Fuck your niggas, man. Like, when I was drunk and gingered and I needed this shit and I was going to do it for y'all, y'all didn't vote me. But, like, now I'm old and I'm frail. And honestly, the last president is healthy as fuck after an 8-year term. That looks attractive.
That's scary, guy. That's so scary, man. Speaking of politics, have any of you been watching Love Island?
No. What type of fucking stupid segue is that?
That's not segue.
What politics has been happening in Love Island?
God, let me tell you about this babe called Ekinsu. I know you've seen that name.
I've seen that name. Where is she from?
She's Turkish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like a Turkish soap opera star. And obviously she's British as well. But I've just never seen any babe come to Love Island with the kind of ginger she's come in with. You know, like, it was a relatively calm season.
Sure.
What did you say?
I said ginger to win or ginger to, like...
Yeah, just ginger to play the game. And the thing is, like, I think a lot of the contestants on Love Island, like, obviously they're, like, in new relationships and they see each other 24 hours a day. They don't have, like, outside social media. They don't really get to do a lot. So I think they kind of enter their own sort of time and space in reality. Mm-hmm. That exists only for them, and they forget that it's a game. And Ekinsu really came and reminded them. She really came and reminded them. There are two Nigerians on the show. You have Ikena, you have Dami. Oh, there are three now. That Remy guy might be Nigerian because he says Remy, but I think it's Remy because he's tall and dark. But it might also be like French, like
he's tall and dark. Please,
yeah, like it might also be like some French or Jamaican or something weird like that, Caribbean. I don't know. So, you know, time will tell. But, yeah, man.
But if it's French, you would be able to tell from his accent.
No, does you know, like, accent? Like, just parentage or something. He could be named after someone as well, so who knows. But, like, three Nigerians on one season of Love Island would be quite wild. But, yeah, Kings just come on. But literally, the best thing about her is, like, she came on. She essentially, like, she started flirting with this guy. And that made the guy's babe start flirting with another guy. That guy picked the guy's babe. So the guy had no choice but to pick Ekinsu. A new guy comes into the house. She goes for that guy as well. And the whole house turns upside down. Now, the guy that is flipping out about Ekinsu is this Italian guy. His name is Davide. And there's a mixed race babe on the show that calls him Davide. Because his name sounds like David. It doesn't sound like David, though, but his name is Davide. And his guy sounds like fucking Super Mario. He has the most typical Italian accent ever, yeah. So it's like, oh, you cheat on me. She's talking to another guy. I don't shag you the third time. So basically, the guy has been complaining that, like, because I'm thinking they have to share beds with the people they're coupled up with. So the guy has been complaining that, like, whenever they're in bed, she's always trying to touch his balls. But it doesn't agree for her. So the guy, when she was not with this other guy, the guy was complaining that because she didn't let him fondue his nuts. So the guy was like, I don't shag you the third time, the second time, the first time. Now you do this, you cheat. Guy, it's just such a funny season. So I'm just urging everyone. I'm not being paid to do this. It's only been 2 weeks. That's like 10 episodes. Catch up on Love Island. It is insane this season. Boop.
That honestly sounded like political analysis. Speaking of politics, that baby, she's playing the game, man. And every game that you play in real life is just a political game, to be honest.
Also, like, there's a babe on this season. Her name is India. I need to look her up because she's so, so attractive. I don't think people talk about how pretty she is enough.
Well, I'm with Destiny, guys. So once I see it, I'll talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think you're a thirsty nigga. You don't give me thirsty vibes.
I'm fucking around, man.
Yeah, you give me adventurous vibes.
They're not adventurous, guys.
Yeah, like an adventure. If it piques your interest.
Ain't no much adventure in my life right now, honestly. Like, all I do is fucking work, man. Like,
is that good for you?
No. How can it be good for me? If it was good for me, I'd have been on the podcast the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
X, man.
Do you know I've been going around Lagos and people ask me where's Coach, and I just keep every time I tell someone else a different lie.
Yo, that's best, man.
So I tell people like he started his own podcast, he's doing his own thing. It's like he's very political. We're fighting right now. Sometimes I'll tell
you should say he's in rehab.
Yeah, I have told people he's in rehab. I've told people all sorts, like all sorts.
Especially because like everything outside of like the people I followed for the past like 4 or 5 years, like nobody else would be able to.
Yeah.
Figure.
Yeah, I know. I know. Funny, man. I know. I'm very excited about it. And
I couldn't be Tupac. Too many people would know if I was tweeting.
Yeah, people would know. People would know. I think they've also been talking about how they like the different combinations. Like the you and Mayowa run, me and you run, the Mayowa and I run. It's just they just like everything.
I saw Dr. Claire make that, like she was talking about it on Twitter.
Do you call that Dr. Claire? Hey, I keep forgetting Claire is a full-on PhD doctor now.
Doctor, I guess call her by her
name. Dr. Claire.
Respect, homie.
Paging Dr. Claire. Paging Dr. Claire. Coach just relapsed and won't be able to be on the podcast.
The fucking pain, man. You know what, though? Like, I couldn't, like... The only time that I become addicted to stuff is when I'm having fun. Because, like, when I'm having fun, like, I can take on, like you, I can risk stuff. Mm. But just, like, right now, like, I'm just so, like, tunnel vision, like, just trying to, like, figure out my shit and be good at my job and it's all that. And every time I've considered, like, substance abuse, every single time, I'm just like, guy, you don't want to add this one up.
I feel you.
Yeah. I'm just like, nah, man. But if I was having fun, it would be like, guy, let's add this one. We can handle it. If we can't handle it, we'll scale back. But this one, if I jump into anything extra, it's just like, guy, we might just spiral, man.
Especially if it seems like it helps in the beginning. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
Don't do drugs, kids. No, no, no one on this. Don't. No one on this podcast actually does any drugs. That's so bizarre.
Is it really though?
Yeah, man. Niggas be doing drugs.
It's the Urbanist that grounds the three of us.
You just see your parents just looking at you.
You speaking of parents, so based. Oh fuck, this is so great. So I'm going on holiday with my family on June. Well, next weekend.
Don't need to give the dates.
Next weekend, and
I'm coming with you guys.
My passport expires in October, November.
Yeah.
And me being me, like, I work in, like, I hate administrative stuff and I work in bus. So if I'm feeling full of energy, I want to tick off as many things off my to-do list as possible.
Mm.
So in March, I'm like, okay, my passport expires in October. I'm traveling in June. I potentially want to travel again during the summer. Let me renew my passport. So I go to Nigerian High Commission, renew my passport. I mean, I get an April 22nd, appointment date, go there, do all my biometrics, everything. You have to drop off your old passports. Before I dip, I'm like, shit, how long is this thing going to take, by the way? Because the last time I went, I think 4 years ago, it was same day I pick up my passports and I dip.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, it's just like same day, expectations are different. It's the day of when I'm telling people I'm at the High Commission, they're like, ah, don't you know they're out of booklets, etc, etc. I was so out of the loop, I didn't realize. As I'm about to dip the embassy, they're like, it'll take 6 weeks. I'm like, okay. I'm traveling in June. It's April. No, wait, April. April 22nd. I'm traveling in June. That doesn't sound right, does it?
No. It sounds more than six, like more than 6 weeks.
April 22nd. I'm traveling at the end of June. Oh, there's May between. What am I doing? Yeah. There's May between April and June.
Yeah.
I knew I was jumping from April to June. That's crazy. You see, I'm fucked, man. Yo, that's just how life has been
moving. Go back to your story. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, so April 22nd. I'm traveling in June. I'm like, okay, yeah, 6 weeks, man. Let's fucking do it. So time starts ticking. Time starts ticking. Sixth week, nothing. I go on the website. They're like, oh, the last batch of passports they sent were from March, March 15th. I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm screwed. I start making calls, etc. I get someone who can, like, figure shit out for me. She's like, oh, man, there's actually no passports in Canada. She's sending passports. To kind of like booklets next week. I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm not gonna make it. I call around again. I get a number for someone that works at the High Commission. The person is like, yeah, man, no booklets. I'm like, okay, can you send me my old passport? I have a flight schedule. Guys, like, no problem. Finally, he sent me my passport. My passport's on the way, so I'm getting my old passport back. However, what was driving all of this panic was my Urbanness. Because imagine me missing my dad's like 60th birthday trip because I forgot that a Nigerian embassy would take long to get my passport done. And I'm just like, my parents would be so disappointed, like, dog. Like,
and it's something you can't really explain that away.
What'd you say?
You can't really explain that, like.
Yes, like, you should know. Like, how can you, like, oh, you think you're in Canada. And so because you're in Canada, the system will just work correctly. Like, dog, just renew your passport after the trip.
Yeah.
You know who you need to be like.
Just like, imagine, like, the stank eye, like, your mom obviously just looking at you like, look at this irresponsible guy. But at the end of the day, you were trying to be responsible by, like, renewing your passport ahead of time.
Yeah. Over skill, we kill ninja.
I seen you get.
Where are you guys going for the trip, if you don't mind me asking?
We're going to Mexico. We're going to Cancun.
Ooh, I love that.
You know, Coach, you know who you need to be like?
Who do I need to be like?
You need to be like Boris Johnson.
I'm dead. Why? Be irresponsible.
Yeah, you should be irresponsible. So let me read this from the book I was reading. So in 1987, this was like a magazine, like, what's it called? Like, this is an extract from a magazine. It has been one of the trademarks of Boris Johnson to turn shambling and eccentricity into a smart career move. It helped win the captaincy of Eton, the presidency of the Union, and the hand of socialite Allegra Mustin Owen. Their wedding this summer in Shropshire seemed to mark a new stage in his life. For once, Boris was in control. But as guests enjoyed the lavish reception, Boris and Allegra set off for their honeymoon to spend their wedding night, not in romantic Egypt, but in nearby Church Stretton. True to form, Boris had completely forgotten that one needs visas to visit Egypt.
Oh my God. Shout out to my boy. That's just good old British imperialism for you. Just like,
exactly what it is.
Egypt, didn't we used to own them? Oh no, come off that, mate. We'll get in.
That's crazy.
Like, you need the arrogance of a white man.
Yeah.
To just think that the world is open to him.
Bro.
Yeah, man. I wish I had that, man. Yeah, I wish I had white privilege.
I'm dead. Speaking of white privilege, Maiwa, can you tell me about Real Housewives? The way I just update, I'm going to be updating you about Love Island. You can just tell me about Real Housewives of Lagos.
So Real Housewives is over. There's going to be reunion this week.
Oh,
and like the last episode was a blockbuster. It was a blockbuster, man.
I said white privilege because of Lauren KG, by the way, she bleaches. I didn't want that joke to go on.
Everybody on that show is kind of light skinned. Women.
Yeah, so I didn't think it was a bleaching joke. I thought it was a light skinned joke.
Yeah, but both. So, I mean, you've been watching, right? You've watched part of it.
I've watched 15 minutes of one episode.
Okay,
so the one when they went to Dubai.
All right, is he bleaching?
Yeah, this one is in Dubai. So like all season, there's been like beef between Laura
and the British girl, isn't British.
Oh yeah, I was like, none of them are Choma. British, nigga.
Yeah,
between Choma. And
she's never mind. Sorry, I was gonna make a Queen's College joke, but it was too late. Sorry, let's go.
Yeah, because if you were single and Choma DM'd you, would you be like, "Yo, what's up? How you doing, man?" You'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I'll reply.
I know what you got. Me, I'm trying to be kept, man. Like,
I'll definitely engage. I'll see where she's coming from.
Well, like, if she tries to post me on IG, that would be fucking tricky, man. Like,
yeah, probably be like Tony's husband. That one wears a mask, so no one actually has seen what it looks like.
Wow,
I love that.
But yeah, so Choma and Caroline have like
Tony's married to Lagwaja, crazy,
and she calls Shino Peters her stepfather. Like, imagine that type of like Yoruba music royalty.
Yeah.
So all season, like Laura has been at loggerheads with Caroline and Choma. And then the final season, there's like, you know, the hill turn, like where
the climax.
Yeah, like Choma now.
The final episode.
There's like what's it called? So Laura and Choma and Caroline now actually rack.
Physically.
I mean, there was pushing, but
Whose BBL is bigger?
Screaming,
Choma.
She got that BBL, the bigger BBL.
She did, yeah. So like, they're like racking, and you know, obviously everyone is like, "Yo, I never thought these guys would rack," but like, it's great TV because Choma drops like the one liner of the show where it's like, "Always for me, you're bougie." But you use fuck a knife to eat sushi. I was like, yo,
that's it rhymes.
And it fucking rhymes. What,
bro?
Bougie.
I was like, Choma, why?
You're bougie.
Hey. Bush and bougie. You use fuck a knife to eat your sushi. Bush and bougie.
What did Laura say to that?
The thing is, so when they were racking, Laura was just like,
I'll fuck you up right now.
Nah, Laura was praising God because as far as she was concerned.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so Laura was what?
Like Laura is happy, obviously, because she
finally talks to her.
No, yeah, I mean, she's no longer the like total like villain slash enemy, and like obviously her enemies are
at war.
Yeah, like there's you know.
Wait,
like the way
I thought Choma said this to Laura.
No, she said it to Caroline,
the light skin babe.
Yes, Caroline, save your drama.
Light skin.
Was that
stop.
Her? He was referring to.
Yeah, it was her. I was referring to. Don't you? Kevin, Tony is always like that. That's always anytime she thinks of Caroline, she just remembers that Caroline, save your drama.
Wait, did Caroline and Davido have a thing?
No, but I think at the time. So I don't know exactly what it was, but you know, it was when that Davido's guy Tagbo died, where Caroline was insinuating that Davido was negligent or was involved. Or, like he was guilty of something. So when fire dropped, obviously, when Davido was like obviously sharing a word for the haters, like Caroline was one of the people who collected.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And like this is off the cuff, and I'm not like I'm not going to tell you the rest of this list, but I'll say this: top 10 diss tracks out of Nige, like the Afrobeat in quote era. David is in there at least 3 times.
Bro, I was going to say
yeah, Fire Fam. What's the third one?
Fire Fam, the one with Dele Momodu. Then there's All of You from his first album. That's
yeah,
four
yeah,
already.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh that my lord.
That guy's the king of
no, but Fem, man. Fem is
one of the hardest diss tracks in the history of diss tracking, like not even Nige music.
Especially because it was like it was not the song. The funny thing is like Burner was like on that whole liberation front because he had just dropped or he had dropped earlier in the year. So like he was supposed to be the soundtrack for that protest, but obviously like
poster boy for liberation
to freedom. That was the genre. No, but like he was supposed to be that guy, but he was he ended up not being that guy because he had just obviously he messed up during the whole P and he just you know people weren't really fucking with him, and then Davido just drops this fucking club banger, Fam, and that becomes like the song of NSAS. Yeah, it's just. It's just so, there's something very poetic about it.
It's always that thing about like when something's supposed to click, like there's nothing that can stop it. Like there's so many like moments like this, like pop culture wise. Like I think one of the things that someone said, like I realized, like it's like, you remember when people were wearing Jesus is My Homeboy t-shirts and Passion of the Christ, but all that happened around the same time Jesus Walks came out.
Yeah.
So Jesus was like very in. So like it was a way to like, they're just all these things like where it's not even like you planned it. It's just like complete alignment. Don't kill me. Like it's just like complete alignment. And something that you drop in one way now gets taken in another way, but it like makes the thing bigger than whatever it is you were trying to do. Because Davido, as far as Davido was concerned, was putting out a single and it was maybe firing back at Burna. But then he did not know that that song was going to become like a protest anthem.
Okay, going back to, I know there's like a frustrated listener out there just wanting the Real Housewives just, so like going back to that.
Well, give me 1 second as well. Like there was something in there that I was just about to tap into. Fuck. Never mind. Let's go back to Real Housewives.
Yeah,
so what else?
Yeah, so Caroline, she said that to Caroline.
Yeah,
she said
that to Caroline.
Laura was giddy, excited as fuck.
Yeah, because there was, you know, like the way when Yoruba moms are praying and they're like, there will be division in the camp of the enemy. that was like Laura's energy. Like Laura's out here singing like God songs because there was division in the camp of the enemy.
Is that an ick for you? Like you're on the date with the babe and she just like.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
What Darius said?
Yes, what Diary said, but in response to what Diary said.
Which Diary?
Diary, the director.
No, I went to his film premiere tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have him on the podcast for like some content.
You know what's killing me? The way TMT set up that like name drop, like
no, I wasn't sure which Diary you were talking about.
Fuck out of here. You thought it was Quacktail's Diary.
Oh wait, when you said what Diary said, were you talking about his ick being Jesus Babes?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that tweet for the first time like last night. Like
I think
you
tweeted it yesterday.
Yeah, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. I was dying because I didn't expect it to get that level of engagement, and it did.
It was that
good. But like, what was funny was I had seen someone respond. Like, it's not even enough that you love another nigga. You also love his dad. Like, passed out, man.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I think just like people calling him the Antichrist and everything.
I'm dead. And his new movie is very Jujish now.
Yeah, it's very Jujish. Yeah.
She reminds me of when like Santi was tapping into that Jujish aesthetic and niggas were like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
You know what that reminds me of? That one even happened this year when someone we both know, when Wani put out Jezebel and she was like, so now we're like platforming like as per bad people in the Bible.
I mean, it's also like it's a colloquial term. Like,
no, exactly. But it's like,
just, I don't like that level of, you know, whatever.
She's your man's though, so you can't.
Mine.
Are you almost wokeness?
What?
Never. I thought you were gonna say.
Wait, TMT. What?
She's not my man.
She's your man's.
No, man. She's headphones. His man's.
She's your man.
Oh my God! What are we doing right now? Stop. She's nobody's man.
She's TMT's man.
She's not my man.
Guy, I met her in your house.
Wait, what year was that?
She's friends with your sister. She's your man's.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. I thought you were talking about Koro. But now I realize that you're talking about
Anna. Koro is my man's.
Yeah,
chill.
Yeah. And now I realize that you're talking about Fola.
Yes. I'm sorry, what's happening?
So Fola is one of my sister's friends. She used to be like this party babe, and then she basically found God, and now she's like a youth pastor. And yeah, it's just funny whenever, you know, she makes those kinds of statements. And my wife is like, she's my, but she's not my man, so she's more, she's my sister's man. I guess that makes her my man. Pastor, she's not your man.
Sorry,
no, my guy can be pastor, except if he's the only one, I guess, pastor.
Me, I've told you I'm going to give them pastor, so you, don't be
guy,
surprised.
I said to God, I will deplatform you.
Guy, it's going to happen.
If my wife becomes a pastor,
I've told you, I'm telling you for free, it's going to happen.
From the pulpit, which one?
It's going to happen.
I'm going to produce a sex tape and use deep fake to put his face on it.
Do you have an idea for a TV show or like a YouTube show?
Do you want to say it on the podcast or do you want to type it out?
I don't want you guys to steal it, but I mean, if it's good enough to steal, just like credit me. But if you want to do it with me, just and you think it's still, can't
if you want
money.
To collaborate, when you could do it alone and rip all the reward alone, or you just want to be a good person and collaborate.
Why would we do that? We just be
collaborating in spirit, too, just by giving him credit.
Jekka collabo.
I'm dead, you get Jekka fucking collabo.
I'm open to all collaboration.
Oh, baby, but difficult to get to. Oh, speaking of my wasabi. Okay, I was about to say something. I'll get back to that. But yo, so I took a work trip the other day.
Yeah.
And I borrowed my girl's bag. Has like her what they call it now.
You say your girl. What type of girl?
My woman.
My everything.
My everything. Stop playing.
It's very rare when like all three of us are like have woman. I guess my wife has woman in a firmer sense than we do, so we shouldn't really be comparing ourselves to him.
It's not the same. But then what was I saying?
So basically,
I took her hand luggage, and I was traveling with it. Obviously, get to the airport, thing goes to the scanner.
Wait. Have you told the story somewhere else?
I tweeted it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, because I was like, I know that I had seen this, and I was like, where did I see this, or where did I hear this? Because I was sure whenever I spoke to you on the phone, we didn't discuss this. So, it's just like, where's this coming from? But yeah.
Scanned my fucking bag, and they're like, yeah, we need to search your bag. I'm like, coolies, whatever, man. The bag's actually stuffed. Maybe it's too heavy. Like, whatever. Like, because I was traveling with only hand luggage. I stuffed the bag. Mm-hmm. These guys are now like, oh, there's something sharp in your bag. Like, it pairs. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way. So they open the bag. They're searching. I'm like, oh, shit, I have a comb in there. Maybe the comb looks like, you know, an instrument. Grab the comb. They're like, no, there's still something there. They scan it again. They take out the bag. And then, you know, like, bags, you usually have that one zipper for the lining, like at the bottom.
Yeah.
They open the lining. This is what they fucking find. A steak knife.
Ah.
A fucking steak knife, bro.
What was the explanation?
There was no explanation. My life literally just flashed between my eyes. Oh, but ultimately, I'm just like,
We're not in the UK, it's fine.
I'm dead. We're not in the UK, it's fine. But ultimately, like, I just play cool. I laugh and I call my girl and I'm like, yo, did you know there was a knife in your bag? Wow, the guy's still searching my bag. And she's like, no. And she's like, are you getting arrested? I'm like, no, I'm not getting arrested, but they're still searching the bag. And then when I say that, the guy chuckles. I guess he overhears the, I'm not getting arrested. Mm-hmm. And then I hang up. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, the knife is not allowed on board. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Because I didn't even know it was in there. Puts my bag back together. And I walk on the fucking plane. And I'm like, imagine just hearing, oh, yeah, the knife is not allowed on board. Niggas don't even know why you tried to take it on board in the first place. Yeah. But I guess we just saw that whole phone call play out. So it was like, maybe. But ultimately, like, that was crazy. But I can't imagine insane. If I was flying to the States. It would be probably something different. Like,
it actually sounds fucking insane.
Bro. Wow. And then I'm telling this story to my coworkers because it was a work trip. And they tell me about this joke. Apparently, some comedian had a big fight with his girlfriend. Like, this is a bit, by the way. Had a big fight with his girlfriend. And, like, they make up super fast. And he's like, oh, shit, they make up fast, cool, he's happy, whatever. But he was taking a trip to like go do like a show like a couple days later. Gets to the airport, they run his back to security, they fucking loaded gun in there. And I'm just like,
oh my god.
When they told me that joke, I start playing back, yo, what have I done? But I haven't done anything, but I'm a great guy.
Yeah, good boy.
I'm a great guy.
Yeah. Great guy sounds a lot better than good boy. Good boy kind of infantilizes you.
I can never be a good boy. That's not me.
I'm not a good boy, I'm a great guy.
You go not a good boy, me Kojo.
Tiny boy.
Boy.
Have you listened to the Drake album yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, I'm the only one here that really...
Yeah, the only one that's tapped in, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Millennial.
I find it hard to take the album seriously, just the way it dropped and, like, obviously the things I was seeing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, okay, yeah, I can actually do it.
Have you seen the music video?
No, I haven't. The one with Tristan.
Yeah.
That's
the one where he marries 27 women.
Young... Fella Tristan.
Tristan is
nasty.
Bro, you know, I saw a whole think piece about that thing. That was like, that. Why is he doing this? Like, as per...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just dying of laughter.
I don't know. I don't think it's worth... That's the thing. I feel like...
Tristan's Canadian, right?
Yeah, he's Canadian. I feel like too many think pieces exist on things that should just like...
That should have been a fleeting thought.
Yeah, just like, this guy is wild. Haha, we move on. But niggas are like, the audacity of a man. Okay, let's break this down. Let's really look into the internal monologue. No, he's just a tall, cheating nigga. There are so many of them in Ogun State. You know, like,
why do you have to go for Ogun State? Why couldn't you choose him?
I was right there. You live in Lagos. Before you get to Ogun State, you need to pass through Oyo State, and you just went straight to Ogun State. Actually, no, that's cap.
Yeah, that's cap.
That's cap, sorry.
Yeah.
It feels closer though. That's crazy. Niggas talk about Ibadan like it's down the road, but no, like Ogun State is more down.
Yeah, Ogun State is closer, but Ibadan is just more fun.
It's just a major city. Like Ibadan is
it's not more fun. Stop capping. Clap for yourself.
We have a zoo.
You guys have Olumo Rock.
Isn't that Abuja?
No, it's not, you dickhead.
Stop playing.
And you guys don't have a governor that they call Ilei.
Yeah, but we have a good governor. Do we have an actual good governor? Gotcha.
Your governor doesn't have salt and pepper beard, sure.
Yeah, he's not a sexy nigga. Like, he actually needs to home.
Our governor, like, I won't lie to you, our governor might be the sexiest governor.
What are you saying?
Why are you guys clean shaven?
Google his face and Google Elay's face and let's see who has the better face. I'm vexing because this is not funny. Who is the sexiest governor in Nigeria? Come on, nobody's thirsting over Elay.
Why do you say Shey Makinde?
Get the fuck out of here.
No, you're talking about Tinubu all day now. Sorry. No, you get
Shey. Now we know who TMC is thinking about in his spare time.
I don't even know what Shey Tinubu looks like. And I swear you showed me a picture of him.
No, you know what's killing me? You remember, I don't know if you guys realize, like when people were like, yo, when Tinubu won, people were already hailing Shey Tinubu on like IG. I'm sure TMT was right there in those comments being like, no. Yo,
guy, you know I don't do
ST shit like my leader.
You know I don't do shit like that. I don't even comment on people's pictures on IG.
TMT will never call another man his leader. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Look at this fine boy. Don't play with me. Look at Shey Makinde. Can we make him? We can't make him the picture for this episode.
Why not? Why can't I make it? We'll put them side by side.
Can we
do it like in a way where let's Photoshop their heads on like BBL buddies?
I'm screaming.
Not Saucy Shagamu.
No, I want to say buddies only.
Oh god! You guys like that new Saucy Santana, the Beyonce sample?
I haven't listened to that.
Bro, what is going on? Why am I the only one alive?
Guy, you're hip now. What are you saying?
I am pretty.
Guy, you have your ears to the streets.
I am pretty hip. I'm wearing a bucket hat right now. That's how hip I am.
Yeah. Bro, ears to the motherfucking streets. I ain't not allowed to talk about the brand that makes our hearts unless we're getting dollars. So just dead the conversation right there.
Fair enough.
You already was podcast money, Seth. You, for all the mentions you did in the past. You think we've not been keeping accounts?
Jesus Christ. This guy wants to bring out an Excel spreadsheet.
All the times you don't free promo, it wasn't free, dog.
I actually pass out because it would be expensive as well. Thank you, man. Oh God. So okay.
So I have a TV idea. Oh shit! Before we go,
yeah,
if,
go on.
That's what you're
thinking. No, go on.
So basically, Maya was talking about being a pastor, and so if Maya was going to be a pastor, I want us to like interview, what they call them, assistant pastor, deputy pastor, vice pastor. A pastor. Yeah. Stop playing. So Maya will have a deputy pastor, and then we'll interview this pastor, but we'll do it like with hidden cameras.
Oh, I like that.
So interviewing the pastors, and we put out an ad for real pastors. So it's like real pastors are coming to come and interview for this position, and then we're asking them like the most bizarre questions, like what are your thoughts on like anal sex in marriage, outside of marriage, like
that's hard,
and things of that sort, and just put them on the spot. And they actually
for some of these niggas, you don't have to go far. Like I have a guy who is like a pastor, and like one day I was looking through his Instagram.
Yeah,
and he was like, he had put up a post like basically on why homosexuality is like immoral and bad, and I was just like, yo guy, like what's wrong with you, like take a fucking seat.
I have a counter reality show.
Okay,
so it's like American Idol but for pastors. And the winner gets a congregation of no less than 1,000 parishioners. And
we don't believe in God.
Yeah. I mean, they can believe, they can, but
you know,
get an audience of 1K. You get 25,000 followers on Instagram. You get a nice mega church, but like a small mega church to start you off. And you get to tour. Yeah. And you get to tour with some of the biggest pastors.
You're speaking of churches.
That's
like startups. That's so
funny. No, that's like a literally, because I was thinking like there's this show, it's what, Million Pound Menu, which is like about, it was like Dragon's Den but for food businesses.
Yeah, restaurant business.
So it's like, yo, exactly, you could do that. And then there's a point where they allow you, like you set up like a, for like 2 days or 3 days so that they can see how you perform and all that shit. I was like, yo, you could actually do that with pastors.
And there'll be different categories.
Where it's like, okay, can you actually grow this shit? Yeah. Like, we're going to give you, because like the way this shit, when you started, I was thinking, you know what would actually bang? Like, fill an audience of like 1,000 people who don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And
that could be a competition.
See how many people are left see how many people are left after like one hour of like
pure sermon.
Because obviously, I guess as people get frustrated,
they'll test your skills in praise, they'll test your skills in worship, they'll test your skills in praise and worship. They'll test your skills in asking for donations,
deliverance,
exorcism.
Getting people
gingered enough to come and share their testimony.
You know, like shout out to Yasmin, because Yasmin, friend of the pod, but like. I remember in law school when she's going to hate me for saying this, but like I think it was someone who was like trying to pray with her, like put hands on her, and I don't remember if it was that did he spit at her? Oh, I don't remember what it was. Like Yasmin, please, Asper, you can fact check this, but I don't remember what it was. But it was like, yo, my nigga praying, and he just did something that was just so fucking just weird and creepy, and it's just like. What does this have to do with?
Did she
like,
slap him? No, she won't slap
him. She didn't slap him. She didn't do anything. But I mean, she just basically.
It's a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
There'll also be categories like how many people can you traumatize in a week? Because that's important for pastors.
And then you know
that's what? That's a good idea, man. I love that, man.
Yeah. You know what? You could also have like marriage counseling sessions. So
bring
the most problematic like couples.
Oh yeah,
and like.
And all your advice must be from the Bible. You can't give them any practical advice. Yeah. We'll name it Nigerian False Idol.
Oh my.
Well, you know one thing that's just guaranteed? We won't get any sponsor.
We won't get a single sponsor.
We don't need sponsors, but we'll break YouTube, man. We'll break YouTube with the views, man.
One thing I've been watching is the 2022 Hennessy vs whatever cipher.
Artistry.
Yeah, because it's like a reality show. It's like American Idol. Yeah. I'm barely any hooked.
Hey. Hey,
barely Henny. It's gonna be Hennessy.
The
Hennessy.
But yeah, it's funny because I was watching it. No, the guy that he battled with, oh my lord, that guy should be wearing diapers because they fucking bodied and babied him. He should never ever bring his.
Is it the Yoruba rapper?
Yes. Oh lord.
No. The funny thing about the Yoruba rapper was that, like, basically, Belly Any Hook went on. I think he did this. No, yeah. I think the Yoruba guy was supposed to go first in the first round. And the first line is, "You're smiling like a gay."
I'm screaming.
And he goes on to make like two or three more homophobic jokes. And barely, what was his name? His name was something something Proof. He does have this Yoruba name with Proof at the end. And barely any hook, just he was rapping. And he says, like, he just has this bar where it's like your name sounds like a Google random generated password. And I was just like, yo, you can't say that to people. Oh my God. But yeah, it would be like the idol show would be like the VS Hennessy thing. It would be like
Hennessy. You guys bring the bar for this one. Yeah, let's run it.
Let's do it. So Maruch presents.
So Maruch presents, man. I'm Nigerian false idol, bro.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Before we go, do you have anything to tell your people?
Nah.
Your congregation.
Passing words to my congregation.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Coach, welcome back from rehab.
I'm doing no welcome back from. I wrote this at rehab. It's a poem.
Oh, let's go.
It's called Death.
Woo! Shout out to Death. Your shout out to Ding Chop. Shout out to Death. Shout out to Death.
Shout out to Death.
Sorry, I was going to do applause.
Shout out to Death. Give it to him.
Good fish.
I've been to stop laughing. You're good.
Our audience is crazy, but yeah.
Death. When I die, I want every single person who loves me at my funeral. But I only want my haters talking. If they do a good job of convincing my loved ones I was a bad person, I hope it helps them get over my death faster.
Marsh.
Death. Thanks. Slow clap.
Dude, that was so brave.
Thanks.
What you did there, listen, man. And the internal. Bro, man, don't play with me.
Always part of me, young season.